It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Thursday, June 24th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's been raining in downtown Salt Lake City, much needed rain, and 70 degrees.
Emergency traffic on northbound I-15 in Utah County. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. A search and rescue effort is underway after a partial building collapse in Florida. ABC's Lionel Moyes is in Florida.
In a press conference Thursday, Governor Ron DeSantis calling it a tragic situation, saying officials are hoping for the best, but the way the building collapsed doesn't bode well for the number of survivors.
We'll hope for the best in terms of additional recoveries, but we are bracing for some bad news, just given the destruction that we're seeing.
At least one person died and dozens rescued. Officials are still unclear exactly how many were inside when the building collapsed. Lionel Moyes, ABC News, Miami.
Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says crews are working around the clock to find more survivors.
We've got the dogs, we've got the equipment, and we're going to do our very best to save as many people in that pile of rubble as we possibly can.
Rescue crews say they were able to evacuate two of the still standing structures early this morning. First responders in Utah's Task Force 1 are specially trained to respond in situations just like this condo collapse in Florida. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe explains.
The Task Force 1 from Utah can be sent out to respond to all sorts of emergencies. Division Chief Brian Case, who leads the force, says the first responders in Florida's Task Force 1 are some of the best in the country. He says they'll be going in layer by layer with dogs to look for people buried in the rubble over the next few days.
In the early phases, there's a high probability of survivability for people that may be in that building. But it's going to take a lot of work to sort of tunnel in.
Chief Case also says the chance that anyone is able to survive drops off after about 6 to 7 days. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
There is a big announcement today from the University of Utah and the Salt Lake County Fire Department of the expansion of emergency calls. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
The announcement coming this morning from the Salt Lake Public Safety Building, expanding physician involvement on actual ambulance calls to emergencies by EMTs. Dr. Scott Youngquist, Associate Professor of Emergency Medicine at the U, says doctors would ride along in certain cases such as cardiac arrest and major trauma scenes.
We're not there to take over care. We're not there to direct where a patient goes. The EMTs and paramedics are still going to follow state guidelines for the delivery of patients to different hospitals.
This is the only EMS physician fellowship of its kind in the state. Dr. Youngquist says they hope to expand the program beyond Salt Lake City to rural areas of Utah. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
A motorcyclist is under arrest after police say he and other cyclists went over 150 miles per hour on I-80 last night. Police records say witnesses reported 7 bullet bikers traveling at high speeds into Summit County. According to the Deseret News, several of the bikers sped off when a trooper got behind them and they lost sight of the group in a construction zone. Troopers were able to stop one cyclist, 31-year-old John Sorto Orlana, after setting up a vehicle ahead of the group near the Morgan County line. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. A bipartisan group of lawmakers say they have reached a deal on infrastructure. The group met with the president this morning. President Biden says each side gave up something.
One of the things that we agreed on infrastructure, we made serious compromises on both ends.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney is part of the group of senators meeting with the president today. He will be speaking with reporters later today. We will be sure to bring you the latest on the agreement. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will establish a committee to look into January 6th attack on the Capitol. She says it will take place from lawmakers.
The timetable will be as long as it takes. We were agreeable to doing it in a time frame that the Republicans felt comfortable with, but now another month has gone by.
Pelosi says details of the committee will be announced in the coming days and no chairman has been named yet. Rudy Giuliani is being temporarily barred from practicing law. ABC's Aaron Katursky explains.
As an attorney, Rudy Giuliani has what a New York court called a weighty responsibility to not knowingly misrepresent facts and make false statements. But the court said that's exactly what Giuliani did in his representation of former President Trump. The decision cited claims Giuliani made about the election results in courtrooms, on the radio, and to state lawmakers in Georgia. And the court said it could not overstate the seriousness of Giuliani's misconduct. False statements intended to foment a loss of confidence in our elections, the decision said, damage the proper functioning of a free society. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Get ready for a lot of grasshoppers. Federal agriculture officials are launching what could become their largest grasshopper killing campaign since the 1980s amid an outbreak. Apparently, grasshoppers thrive in warm, dry weather, and we've had plenty of that this year. In central Montana, some ranchers say the grasshoppers are already destroying just about every plant they find. Federal officials say the agricultural damage from grasshoppers could become so severe it could drive up beef and crop prices. Coming up on KSL... countries putting COVID restrictions back into place, plus a look at your noontime drive.
Emergency traffic due to a crash northbound I-15 at 1400 North Springville, causing about 4 miles of solid backups. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Daytime Companions.
The big sweeping bill is called the Justice and Policing Act.
Chiefs of police hold incredible power over their own policies.
When we go for these massive bills, it's just not going to happen.
KSL has news all morning.
And the analysis and depth you love during the day. Just tell Alexa,
play KSL News Radio.
Okay, you've done it. You called the dirt bag and they brought you your garden soil and compost delivered right to your home. All the plants have been planted and are growing like crazy, but just one problem. The finishing touches. The thing that sets your landscaping apart. Decorative mulch. Your choice of dark brown, black, or natural, or top dress with organic mountain compost and dark rich color will make your shrubs and flowers pop while enriching your existing soil. And it's delivered right to you without all the labor. All you do is get on the internet or phone, and then they'll deliver your mulch right to your driveway. A cubic yard sealable bag so you can use it when you want to, one shovel at a time, or a truckload of mulch in bulk delivered right to your home. You can also save time and money by going to their location where they'll fill up your truck or trailer for you. Just call or get online and then conveniently get the beautiful garden you want with the one dirt bag you'll love. TheDirtBag.com. TheDirtBag.com.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top story, crews are continue to search for survivors after a building collapse in Surfside, Florida. Rescue officials in Utah who are trained to respond to these things say crews will be working for days to search through that rubble. President Biden is speaking this hour on infrastructure. Let's listen in for a moment to what the president is saying.
Massive investment going on among the autocrats. One of the underlying questions is, can democracies compete with autocratic enterprises in the 21st century? And this is a big move toward that, being able to compete. We have to move, and we have to move fast. And this agreement signals to the world that we can function, deliver, and do significant things. These investments represent the kind of national effort that throughout our history has literally, not figuratively, literally transformed America and propelled us into the future. the Transcontinental Railroad, the interstate highway system, investments that we made together that only our government was in a position to make. Now, we're poised to add a new chapter in that American tradition. Let me be clear. Neither side got everything they wanted in this deal. That's what it means to compromise. And it reflects something important. It reflects consensus. The heart of democracy requires consensus. And it's time, a true bipartisan effort, breaking the ice that too often has kept us frozen in place, prevented us from solving the real problems facing the American people. This deal means millions of good-paying jobs and fewer burdens felt at the kitchen table and across the country, safer and healthier communities. But it also signals to ourselves and to the world that American democracy can deliver. And because of that, it represents an important step forward for our country.
President Biden speaking from the White House after a bipartisan group of lawmakers met with the president and they reached a deal on infrastructure. And President Biden saying both sides had to give up. He says that's what it means to compromise. KSL News Time just past 12:09. We do have an emergency traffic situation in Springville. Ricky Misa, bring us up to date.
This is a crash, possible injuries, but multiple vehicles scattered across all but the right lane of traffic. Northbound I-15 is prior to East Bay and Provo at about 1400 North SR-75 in Springville. Now, if you're traveling through this stretch of Utah County, you've got about 4 solid miles of stop-and-go delays. Right now, if you're trying to make time from Spanish Fork up to Provo, Highway 89 State Street might be a better option. Then, in Summit County, delays again today due to lane restrictions eastbound I-80 at the I-84 Echo Junction by the reservoir. Anticipate about a mile or two of slowdowns and also delays both directions on 5600 West. This could be due to road work between I-80 and 2100 South. It's Stadium of Fire's 40th anniversary Saturday, July 3rd at Lavelle Edwards Stadium in Provo, featuring country music legends Lee Greenwood and Colin Ray. Tickets are available now at stadiumoffire.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on your forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Nice little break here the next couple of days. A lot of clouds out there. We've already had some showers. More storms possible through the afternoon. And the temperatures only in the middle 80s will be just a little warmer tomorrow, but still pretty nice. Scattered thunderstorms afternoon for our Friday and highs up to 88. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And such a nice break. Cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City, but only 71 degrees. Coming up on Utah's New News, what Florida's governor has to say about the work of rescue crews inside that building collapse today. The latest next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Whether you're going on vacation or getting groceries, if you don't make a list, chances are you will forget something. The same is true in retirement. If you want to make sure you haven't overlooked anything, Mike Stevens at Capital Wealth Advisors can help. Mike has a checklist to help you find out if you are on the right track for retirement. Take the checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes on the list with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Capital Wealth Advisors can help you address any potential costly mistakes. For the free checklist, go to retireutah.com. That's retireutah.com. See if you've got it right. Take Mike Stevens at Capital Wealth Advisors Checklist Challenge today. Get it at retireutah.com. And for more on retirement planning, tune into Mike's radio show, Retire Utah Radio, Saturday mornings at 5. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
COVID-19 has kept many people from doing the things they truly love. But it's not just the pandemic that's been holding you back. It's your knee pain. And if it's not your knee pain, it's your shoulder pain. It's always something, isn't it? As everyone gets back to doing the things they love, your knee or your shoulder shouldn't be preventing you from enjoying your life with the people who matter most. Leave your pain behind. Visit the Active Joint Institute. Active Joint specializes in helping people with joint pain improve their lives dramatically without surgery. So get back to playing on the floor with your grandkids. Get back to those walks with friends. Get back to climbing those stairs with no pain. Get back to the active lifestyle you love, pain-free.
Learn more about your knee and shoulder pain and how to get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
You deserve some fun. You deserve some excitement in your life. And you can get that and so much more at the 87th Annual Ute Stampede Rodeo in Nephi, Utah, July 15, 16, and 17 at the Juab County Fairgrounds. Flying U Rodeo will be bringing their top-notch bucking bulls and horses, as well as you'll be able to witness the best of the best in professional rodeo, cowboys and cowgirls, as well as the flying cowboys, the extreme motorcycle riders, rodeo funny man Matt Merritt, as well as new to the 2021 edition of the Ute Stampede, the beauty and horsemanship of Jessica Blair. Make sure you join us each and every night, July 15, 16, and 17. Also, the Heritage Parade will be on Friday, as well as the Mammoth Parade on Saturday. Of course, fun for the whole family at the City of Fun Carnival all three nights. Make sure you check out UteStampedeRodeo.com for all of your ticket information.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word NEWS to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A one-of-a-kind collaboration between doctors and EMTs is announced today by the University of Utah and the Salt Lake County Fire Department involving doctors and paramedics answering some emergency calls. I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
Second, a search and rescue effort is continuing in Florida after a partial building collapse. Officials say they have been able to save a 9-year-old boy from the rubble. They say one person has died. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
That's Utah County, where we have heavy delays northbound on I-15, right around 1400 North, SR-75 in Springville. They've opened up more lanes of traffic, still blocking a left lane, but you have delays well back almost to Spanish Fork. Highway 89 State Street might be a better alternate. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
More showers and thunderstorms and 84. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy, 71 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Florida, the cause of the partial collapse of the Champlain Towers is still unknown. One person is dead, and the search for survivors continues. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett described what he saw when he arrived after the collapse this morning.
We've got 134 units in that building, I understand, and literally half of that building is not there anymore.
Governor Ron DeSantis says he toured parts of the destruction, and it's likely that the death toll will rise with many unaccounted for. They're also working to find temporary housing for those rescued or displaced.
Through the help of the Red Cross, we have short-term hotels set up for these folks, and then obviously we're going to work with the city and the county, state, to make sure that there's any longer-term needs.
In Washington, D.C., compromise on infrastructure. President Biden announcing a group of Senate Democrats and Republicans hammered out a proposal.
President Biden came out to cameras at the White House after meeting with a bipartisan group of senators. He announced a deal had been reached on an infrastructure package.
We made serious compromises on both ends.
The president did not get into details about the roughly $1 trillion package that puts money toward what lawmakers have called traditional infrastructure, roads, bridges, highways, and broadband internet.
They have my word. I'll stick with what they proposed. And they've given me their word as well.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Jobless claims are still elevated in this pandemic as the U.S. tries to turn the page.
First-time claims for unemployment insurance were down slightly last week from the prior week, resuming a downward trend that points to a healing labor market. There has also been a pickup in hiring, a declining unemployment rate, and a more optimistic consumer sentiment. Weekly jobless claims totaled 411,000, and that's still a bit higher than economists had expected. Nearly 15 million Americans were claiming some kind of jobless benefit.
ABC's Aaron Katursky reporting. On Wall Street, investors in a buying mood, the Dow up more than 340 points this hour. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Officials are continuing to search for survivors in that condo collapse in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis has traveled to Surfside, and he spoke earlier this morning thanking those first responders.
Right now, we have the fire rescue. They are in search and rescue mode. They are trying to identify survivors. I know they have made contact with some, and they are doing everything they can to save lives. And that is ongoing. And they're not going to rest. And so thank for what they're doing. We were just over there, got to thank some of the folks who just had a change of shift, but they've really stepped up. We're also making sure that the people that have been displaced have a place to go. We're going to be visiting the center up further north on Collins Avenue after this. But we are happy to report that through the help of the Red Cross, we have short-term hotels set up for these folks. And then obviously we're going to work with the city and the county, state, to make sure that there's any longer-term needs that we can be helpful in any way we can. This is not necessarily going to be immediate in terms of what ended up happening, but I know that they are going to have engineers looking at this to try to identify what happened and what was the problematic occurrence. And so that probably you're not going to have those answers immediately, but I know that they are diligently going to be working to be able to do that. And so it's a tragic day. Some of those folks who were able to go from safety, we thank the fire and rescue for what they did to be able to put themselves on the line to help other folks. They're still hard at work. We still have hope to be able to identify additional survivors.
Stay with us at KSL News Radio. We will continue to follow the very latest throughout the day. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. We do have an emergency traffic situation in the Springville area. Let's get the latest now with Ricky Meese.
Northbound I-15, crews have opened up all but the left lane of traffic, so that is going to be a big improvement. And this is near 1400 North in Springville at the SR-75 ramp. Now, if you are traveling through this stretch of Utah County, delays are almost back to Spanish Fork, but we are going to see traffic start to move again. Well, actually, it's maybe two left lanes. It's still a little bit better because traffic is starting to move around this crash. Tack on an extra 15 to 20 minutes minimum to get around this if you're in the back of this lineup. Highway 89 State Street in this portion of Springville into Provo, wide open and looking pretty good at this time in Summit County. Delays due to lane restrictions. This is going to be eastbound I-80 at the I-84 junction near Echo Reservoir. Anticipate that. But overall, Salt Lake County freeways and main secondaries are looking good. Launch your summer adventures today with an annual membership to Clark Planetarium. Clark Planetarium, your destination for fun and learning. Visit clarkplanetarium.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, let's see how long these nice temperatures and rain is going to last. Grant Wayman has the seven-day forecast.
Shower storms still possible with the clouds and temperatures down, only 84. Tomorrow, more storms possible, especially afternoon. High temperatures up to 88. It's going to be a little warmer for the weekend, but not too bad. Sunshine on Saturday up to 91, 94 Sunday, more sun. It's going to get hotter next week, though. Monday back up to 98, lots of sun, and near 100 Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We'll enjoy it while it lasts. 71 degrees, mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City. The Dow soaring after the president announced that an infrastructure deal has been reached with members of Congress. The Dow right now up by 344 points, more than a full percent. We'll get a complete update of your money news coming up next.
Looking for an exciting career in the fast-growing, high-demand, cutting-edge medical industry? Look no further. Medley is expanding their market to Ogden, Utah. They're hiring for online pharmacy technicians. Take advantage of this fulfilling opportunity to assist people in navigating retail pharmacies and digital forms, as well as assist patients understanding their prescription benefit program in both traditional and specialty medications. Experienced technician specialists need knowledge of pharmacy day-to-day operations, pharmacy dispensing management systems in an energetic and engaging way. Medley is a second-generation, full-service digital pharmacy offering free same-day prescription delivery for all types of medications, with an added benefit of giving a better customer care experience. Benefits include aggressive compensation and benefits package, opportunity for growth, flexibility, health insurance, and more. To find out more on job qualifications and to apply, visit medley.com/careers. That's medley.com/careers.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Hi, my name is Tony from Midvale. Would you have a fast food cook perform surgery on you? No. I also wouldn't let anyone install my heat cable except Wasatch Heat Cable. I'll tell you why. I had heat cable installed on my roof by this guy about 10 years ago. I'm surprised he didn't offer me fries with that. The cable only worked for 2 years before seeing some major problems. I called Wasatch Heat Cable, and as it turns out, the electrical wasn't set up the right way, and the cable had some serious installation flaws. Wasatch Heat Cable salvaged what they could and set up everything correctly. I've been problem-free for about 7 years now, and I really wish I had called Wasatch Heat Cable the first time around. It would have saved me a lot of money.
This is Eric with Wasatch Heat Cable. We get a lot of people, like Tony, calling us to fix issues with their heat cable systems. We've been installing heat cable on roofs for 20 years. Our technicians really know what they're doing. Schedule your service today. Call 801-866-1110. That's 801-866-1110. Or visit WasatchHeatCable.com.
Hey, Utah families, it's that time. Time to apply for Waterford Upstart. If your child begins kindergarten in 2022, you can get them ready at home at no cost. It's fun and easy. Register today at WaterfordUpstart.org.
A small earthquake shook last night under Los Angeles International Airport, the latest from Alex Stone.
It was a very small earthquake, a 3.4 almost right under LAX. The airport saying no damage was reported, but the crews went out to check the runways and buildings just in case. It would be highly unlikely that there would be any major damage from a 3.4 magnitude earthquake.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Couples are so anxious to get married this year. Venues, planners, photographers, and others are having to turn down requests. CNN Business reports it's a big problem across the country. Morgan Stanley will bar unvaccinated employees from returning to the office. The company says their staff in New York will have to work remotely if they aren't vaccinated against COVID-19. KSL Drives, Winnebago is seeing record demand for RVs. The company's CEO says they are seeing a demographic shift with a lot of people under the age of 30 looking to get off the grid. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 340 points. That's a full percent, sitting at 34,216. S&P 500 up by 28, and the NASDAQ up by 104 points. An amazing moment at a disc golf competition in Ogden is getting a lot of attention online. A video posted to the Instagram of Gatekeeper Media shows that James Conrad aces scoring a hole in one.
In the hole. Go in there.
Aces is seen in the video celebrating the feat with some well-deserved high fives. The Disc Golf World Championship is underway this week in Ogden. What a lot of fun. Stay with us. We'll update your drive. We do have a big problem spot in Springville. Ricky Meese will bring us the very latest.
Begin each day with the most important breaking stories and a reliable weather forecast.
Here's your current temperatures.
This summer, that's Utah's morning news.
From 5 till 9.
And when you're back in the car on the way home, enjoy Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
Between 3 and 7.
KSL News Radio is Utah's all-summer companion for news.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you worried Social Security will run out of money and you'll lose a big chunk of your benefits? Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits in the Social Security Decisions Guide. This free report is from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved more than $200,000 and have not filed for Social Security, get your free report now by calling 801-682-4448. And as a bonus, you'll also receive a customized analysis that pinpoints the optimal time to claim your benefits. And guess what? It won't cost you a dime. Call 801-682-4448. That number again, 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Emergency traffic here on KSL News Radio. The latest coverage with Ricky Meese. Ricky, still an emergency traffic situation?
I'm afraid it is, but we are starting to see traffic move, and that's an improvement. For northbounders on I-15 in Utah County, we've had this crash blocking left lanes at 1400 North SR-75 in Springville. You still have lingering delays, and they're pretty solid, almost back to the Highway 6 junction at Spanish Fork. Again, Highway 89 State Street might be a good alternate if you want to consider that. Salt Lake County freeway traffic looking good with no problems. Fly on over to Box Elder County's Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. Stroll along the Wetland Wonders and Marsh Trails. Head downtown and check out the local shops and restaurants. Visit boxelder.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Ah, what a treat it's been today. We've had some rain out there. In some cases, heavier rain, but the clouds keeping the temperatures down. Only in the 80s this afternoon. A few more scattered rain showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow, more storms possible, especially afternoon. Highs tomorrow, only 88. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chalaos. It's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and a very nice 71 degrees. KSL's top story this hour.
Utah fireworks. Special coverage on Utah's new news.
And today is the first day that Utahns can legally buy fireworks for their holiday celebrations. So why are so many fireworks stands completely empty and not selling anything? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. Paul?
Well, Maria, it's not just that the tents are not selling anything. The tables aren't even set up to show any inventory in a lot of these fireworks stands. Industry insiders say that it's really not uncommon for stands to stay closed at the beginning of the selling period. Some of the sellers, they're not actually contracted to sell anything until July 1st, so some tents will stay closed until then. However, these insiders are also saying things are very different this year because of the drought. Some sellers are worried about changing restrictions, making it a lot harder to sell their items, and they say hostility against their products is going up. One fireworks stand owner tells KSL more people are coming to his stand to harass his workers. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. South Salt Lake is the latest city to ban fireworks this year. In a statement released just before noon, Mayor Sherry Wood and Fire Chief Terry Addison say the ban is in effect now and until further notice. Chief Addison says they are asking people in South Salt Lake to skip the fireworks this year so everyone can enjoy a safe and fun holiday season. The city also says offenders will be fined and they will face criminal charges. In developing news, we are watching extreme weather throughout Utah. The National Weather Service in Salt Lake is issuing a significant weather advisory for Tooele County. The advisory will stay in effect until 1 o'clock. It includes I-80 near mile marker 72. The Weather Service warns of a strong thunderstorm with half-inch sized hail possible. KSL's top national stories this half hour. Rescue crews are searching through the rubble after part of a collapsed apartment building. Now, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says they are working around the clock to find survivors.
They were able to rescue so many from the buildings, the intact building, the collapsed building, and really incredible that at this time we've only identified one person as having passed.
Officials say some 55 units collapsed, but they are still working to get a total number of how many people were in the building at the time. A compromise has been reached on infrastructure.
President Biden came out to cameras at the White House after meeting with a bipartisan group of senators. He announced a deal had been reached on an infrastructure package.
We made serious compromises on both ends.
The president did not get into details about the roughly $1 trillion package that puts money toward what lawmakers have called traditional infrastructure, roads, bridges, highways, and broadband internet.
They have my word. I'll stick with what they proposed. And they've given me their word as well.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Stay tuned. Boyd Matheson is taking part in a press call right now with Senator Mitt Romney on that deal. Now, Boyd will join me with the latest in about 5 minutes. Other national stories we are following. Health officials are becoming increasingly worried as the Delta variant becomes the dominant version of COVID-19. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells Good Morning America the areas of the U.S. with lower vaccination rates are at risk for another spike.
What I really do worry about is those pockets of places around the country that haven't been well vaccinated. And those are the places where this virus is going to be an opportunist and could potentially take hold in individuals and communities.
Health officials also say the vaccines are effective in preventing infections of the Delta variant. Israel is changing its course as the Delta variant spreads just weeks after lifting restrictions. ABC's Jordana Miller reports from Jerusalem.
Israel's new prime minister pushing off the date vaccinated tourists can enter the country from July 1st to at least August 1st. Naftali Bennett, aiming to curb the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant, which drove a spike in COVID-19 infections for a third day in a row. Initial data here showing vaccinated Israelis make up at least 40% of those new cases, though no one is seriously ill. Bennett warning he will mandate indoor face masks next week and restrict air travel if infections continue to rise. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Mexico will donate over 400,000 AstraZeneca COVID vaccine doses today to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. The vaccines will be shipped on military flights. Only 3.8% of Guatemala's population has received at least one COVID vaccine dose. In Honduras, the percentage is 4.9%. Two athletes from Uganda have already tested positive for COVID in Japan. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more from the foreign desk.
A second member of Uganda's Olympics team testing positive for COVID-19 after arriving in Japan for next month's Tokyo Games. Beatrice Eikoru, Secretary General of the Uganda Olympic Committee, saying in a statement, quote, "The member is asymptomatic and being looked after by the health authorities in Itsumisano City. The rest of the team as well." This comes as the decision to hold the Olympics amid the pandemic remains deeply controversial. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Coming up on KSL, finally a deal on infrastructure. Boyd Matheson will break down the latest, plus a look at your noontime drive.
Traffic is moving, but we still have heavy residual delays due to a crash northbound I-15 in Springville near 1400 North SR-75. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
A challenge each afternoon to think again.
The president put out a $6 trillion budget. The more economic growth a politician promises, the worse their policies probably are.
Join and expanded inside sources from 1 to 3.
Tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Does it feel like finding clothes in your fit is impossible? Tired of feeling overwhelmed with options that just aren't right? Let the experts at Stitch Fix do the shopping for you. At Stitch Fix, we make sure each piece is hand-selected for your life. So whether you're staying home or on the go, Stitch Fix has the answer for what to wear. We make it easy to find what works for you. Signing up takes just a few minutes, and styles are delivered directly to your door. Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, your style delivered.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
KSL News Time, 1237. Senate leaders and the president announcing today that they have reached a deal on infrastructure. Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson has been following the latest. He joins me now to break down what we know about the deal. What have you learned, Boyd?
Well, the deal is about $579 billion in additional spending over 5 years. So that's where you get that $1.2 trillion number. So it's in above what's already kind of standard allocation in terms of infrastructure. It is hard infrastructure, about $110 billion for roads and bridges, $66 billion for rail, $55 billion for water, waterways, $73 billion for energy and those kinds of things. So it is very much traditional infrastructure is part of this deal. I think one of the most important things to keep in mind, we're currently, as we still speak, a press conference is going on with the Utah Press and Senator Romney, who's been part of this bipartisan proposal and agreement with the president. But this is not law. This still has a long, long way to go. So this is not a spiking of the football moment, so to speak, that because there are competing things going on. You've got Nancy Pelosi, who is very determined to do a reconciliation, which would be the $6 trillion that wouldn't require any Republican votes. She seems to feel that that should go first and that they should move that through and then deal with this bipartisan bill second. The president has said the other. In fact, the president just barely said just moments ago, President Biden said that his party, the Democratic Party, was divided but reasonable. So it will be interesting. The president, his hard negotiating now is not going to be with the Republicans. It's going to be with the Democrats who want to do something bigger and not with Republican support.
Exhausting.
Oh, mental gymnastics
right?
Extraordinaire. Yeah.
So how big a deal is it really truly for him to breach this compromise?
I think it is an important moment for the president. He ran on compromise. He ran on his ability from his experience as a senator to reach across the aisle, to come together on a host of things. He said over and over today that this shows the world that democracy works, that America works, that we can make all of this work. And this is going to be a test because here's the real thing. My question for Senator Romney was around the timing. We have this little shot clock going off. The Senate will recess later today for about 2 weeks during the 4th of July holiday. They will come back for just a couple of weeks, and then you have about 4 weeks in August, which is the recess or in-state work period. And if this does not get done fairly rapidly and this moves into the fall, there's a host of other things that are going to have to be dealt with, including a debt ceiling. So this is very tentative at this moment. There's a lot of hard work and heavy lifting left to do. An important first step for the president today, for sure, but a long, long way to go.
All right. Thank you, Boyd.
Thanks, Maria.
Boyd Matheson, much more coming up with Boyd on Inside Sources from 1 to 3. We do have an emergency traffic situation. Let's get the very latest on your drive. Here's Ricky Meese.
This is in Utah County, where two left lanes remain blocked due to a crash northbound I-15 in Springville, right about 1400 North near the SR-75 merge to the freeway. If you are traveling that area, the on-ramp looks to be pretty good, except merging is going to be a little bit difficult due to the delays. And the delays are back for about 4 miles still, even though traffic is starting to move through the area. Salt Lake County freeways, in fact, I-15 between Lehigh, really all the way to Layton, looking good. But we do have delays due to lane restrictions, eastbound I-80 in Summit County. And they do begin at the Echo I-84 junction near the reservoir. Diamond Rental has the equipment for your next project, from cutoff saws to excavators and everything in between. Diamond's 11 locations have the equipment and the expertise you need to get your job done. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, it looks like we could see at least another day of these cooler temperatures. Let's get the latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Nice little break here the next couple of days. A lot of clouds out there. We've already had some showers, more storms possible through the afternoon. And the temperatures only in the middle 80s. Will be just a little warmer tomorrow, but still pretty nice. Scattered thunderstorms afternoon for our Friday and highs up to 88. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 71 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, we're going to go in depth on the latest information from the CDC about a warning about the dangers of COVID vaccines, a rare form of heart disease in teens. More on that up next, right here on KSL News Radio.
Are your golden years proving not to be so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You spent years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss your best options for you.
Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they specialize in is reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or online at reversefreedom.com. NMLS ID 1382816.
Alex, I got a new wardrobe.
Yeah.
And I didn't spend a dime. All I did was go in my closet and go, where's the next size down? Right? Because my closet is full of
extras,
and larges, right? And it is a good feeling. So to weight loss, I've dropped 43 pounds of fat. And guess what? I feel amazing. It's so awesome to get into those clothes. You got to go check out Soda Weight Loss.
Soda stands for state-of-the-art weight loss, and that's what's going to happen. If you follow their program, like we've been doing, it's been 6 weeks for me, and I'm down 30 pounds, and that's a fat weight, and it's really, like you said, cinching up that belt a little bit tighter. How about just sleeping better, in my case, not snoring as much, or being able to get out of bed and have a lot more energy? Those are benefits of being able to get yourself on Soda. Go onto their website, sodaweightloss.com, and read the 4,500-plus reviews that people have left. These are real people who have had success with Soda Weight Loss, just like we have. Sodaweightloss.com.
When you live in Utah, it's not a matter of if you have hard water. It's a matter of how hard it is. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and while hard water is generally safe to drink, it sure does wreak havoc on your home's plumbing system and anything attached to it. The spots on the dishes, the calcium buildup on the plumbing fixtures, the dry skin, those are just a few of the things you can see. You don't usually see the damage to the water heater or the internal components of your appliances. If you've ever considered purchasing a water softener or you think it's time to replace your old one, during the month of June, Any Hour Services is offering $250 off any residential water softener we install. We'll come test your water to find out how hard it is so that we can offer you options to solve the problem. Installation usually takes less than a day, and like I mentioned, during the month of June, you can save $250 off any water softener you have Any Hour Services install. Call Any Hour Services today to schedule a free estimate, 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time,
1245. Fireworks stands are allowed to operate now, so why are so many of them staying closed? Some sellers say there's a lot more uncertainty about their supply and about changing restrictions. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
And that is the first thing you need to know. Second, a wing of 12-story beachfront condo buildings has collapsed near Miami. Now, killing at least one person while trapping residents in rubble and twisted metal. Authorities say they don't yet know what may have caused that collapse. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
That's in Utah County, but some very good news. The crash has been cleared that had been blocking multiple lanes of traffic. Northbound I-15 in Springville, 1400 North. All lanes are open, but residual delays almost back to Spanish Fork still need to clear. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot cooler today with the showers in the 80s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
73 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national story.
In the stretch of prime real estate north of Miami Beach, crews continue to dig through the rubble of a partially collapsed condo complex, searching for survivors. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says rescue teams, including dogs, are on scene.
We've got the dogs, we've got the equipment, and we're going to do our very best to save as many people in that pile of rubble as we possibly can.
One person is confirmed dead, but multiple local officials tell ABC News that there could be as many as 50 people unaccounted for based on the number of people in the building. Nearly three dozen people were pulled to safety or rescued earlier, and crews are working to keep the remainder of the building stable. Surfside City Manager Andrew Hyatt says the investigation has not fully begun with rescues still underway.
This is not going to be something that is going to be brief. It's going to be something that's going to be for the long term and possibly, you know, at least a week.
Those displaced are being housed in nearby hotels. The cause of the collapse is still unknown. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Centers for Disease Control is reportedly planning to issue a warning about the dangers of COVID-19 vaccines and a rare form of heart disease in teens. ABC's Elwin Lopez reports outside the CDC in Atlanta.
This morning, despite finding a likely association between the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines and a rare, mostly mild heart inflammation in younger people, a CDC panel says the benefits of a COVID-19 vaccine far outweigh the risk.
When they did happen, they were really quite mild, and a majority of the patients recovered quite nicely.
In a joint statement, the CDC, HHS, and more than a dozen health associations calling instances of myocarditis after vaccinations extremely rare. CDC data reporting 323 confirmed cases in those 29 and younger. That's out of 26 million shots. Finding it happens mostly in young men about a week after the second shot. The CDC advisory group warning myocarditis is more likely if you get COVID and that it will be more severe than if you get it from the vaccine. This comes as the more contagious strain of the virus is spreading across the U.S., the Delta variant now in at least 48 states. The spread of this variant, a concern in areas with low vaccination rates, renewing the push from health experts to get more Americans to roll up their sleeves.
The worst might be to come. If you've not been vaccinated at all, you're at risk of serious problems.
And here at the CDC, they say there's no evidence yet to suggest that a COVID-19 vaccine booster is needed. But of course, that could change as the pandemic evolves.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. We've had a big problem in the Springville area. Let's see if things are getting better with Ricky Meese.
We still have residual delays. Now, the good news is the crash that started it all, northbound I-15 near 1400 North Springville, has cleared. All lanes of traffic are open, but you still have 2 to 3 miles of solid backups. And that's what you're going to have to endure. But traffic will start moving again really quickly here. These delays should dissipate pretty quickly. Salt Lake County freeways and main secondaries look good, as well as I-15 in Weber and Davis counties. But I-80 in Summit County delays again today due to lane restrictions. This is eastbound I-80 at the I-84 Echo Reservoir. Escape the heat with summer activities in the cool mountain air at the Utah Olympic Park. From the Alpine Slide to the Summer Bobsled Experience, the Utah Olympic Park offers activities for the whole family. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Clouds, showers, storms, and cooler temperatures only around 84. Tomorrow, more storms possible in the afternoon. Highs up to 88. Warm up for the weekend, but not too bad. 91 on Saturday, 94 Sunday, more sunshine. It's going to get hotter next week. Monday up to 98, lots of sun. And Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 100 both days. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy, 73 degrees downtown. Enjoy it.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, if you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
My name is Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Trajan Wealth is a local financial services firm that empowers our clients. We are a full-service, privately owned firm with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. We will help you with investment management, insurance, tax planning, as well as legal needs such as wills and trusts. There is no reason financial matters need to be confusing, and there is certainly no better time than now. As an example, does your financial advisor educate and empower you or just sell you? Is your financial advisor hard to get a hold of, and do they call you back promptly? Do you need to call a 1-800 number and speak to a representative who needs to look at notes just to get to know you? Does your current financial advisor use confusing language that leads to more questions than answers? If so, there is a better way. Call us today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
A Cadillac isn't a car. It's an experience. It's not a ride. It's a ride. You don't drive a Cadillac from point A to point B. You drive it from point mundane to point extraordinary. For luxury quality selection and service, visit Jerry Seiner Cadillac at 1530 South 500 West in Salt Lake or online at jerrysinercadillac.com.
Experience the Signer difference.
You see them everywhere. Signs. Now hiring signs, help wanted signs. But wouldn't you like to do more than just help? Are you really looking for a career? Bonneville Salt Lake is hiring across our radio, digital, and TV platforms. Live events, content creation, digital and social media. The possibilities are amazing. So if you want to do more than just help, start a career or bring your experience to the next level. Visit Bonneville.com/careers now. Bonneville.com/careers.
KSL News Time, 12:53. There is an active shooter drill going on today in West Valley involving training in conjunction with Jordan Valley Medical Center and West Valley Police. Authorities say the training will help them be prepared in the event of an actual emergency. This comprehensive drill will include participants acting as victims, blank rounds, a 911 call, emergency response, and more in order to make it as realistic as possible. We are watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, Love Where You Bank. Carnival Cruises says bookings jumped 45% in the second quarter. Company also reports bookings for 2022 are already more than those in 2019. Canada Goose is going furless. The company announcing efforts to be more sustainable by now and by no longer using fur linings on its coats and jackets. KSL Drives investors seem to be feeling more optimistic about Ford's and GM's electric futures than Tesla's. Tesla stock is down after a phenomenal 2020, while shares of GM and Ford are surging. Taking a look at your money at this moment. The Dow up by 347 points, sitting at 34,221. S&P 500 up by 28, and the NASDAQ up by 106 points. Lego is making some new bricks out of recycled drink bottles. Lego is based in Denmark, but will use the plastic from discarded bottles from the U.S. Company says a one-liter bottle provides enough raw materials for 10 Lego bricks with two rows of four studs. Lego says its team will continue to carry out tests over at least a year and then assess whether to move to the pilot production phase. I just want to know, is it going to lower the cost? And we'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 12:56.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.